Hello and welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Anjika Mishra. Here's what I bring to you from the world of medicine. Do glucose level affects cognitive performance in people with type 1 diabetes? A new study led by researchers at McLean Hospital and Washington State University have demonstrated that naturally occurring glucose fluctuations impact cognitive function in people with type 1 diabetes. The study published in the journal NPJ Digital Medicine revealed that cognition was slower in movements when glucose was atypical, that is considerably higher or lower than someone's usual glucose level. However, some people were more susceptible to the cognitive effects of large glucose fluctuation than others. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease characterized by glucose variability. Previous laboratory studies have shown that very low and very high glucose level impair cognitive function. However, technological limitations made it difficult to study the impact of naturally occurring glucose fluctuations on cognition outside of laboratory, preventing researchers from obtaining repeated high-frequency measurements within the same individual over time. High-frequency measurements are necessary to understand whether glucose fluctuations impact cognition similarly for everyone. In the study, researchers collected high-frequency glucose and cognitive data from 200 individuals with type 1 diabetes using digital glucose sensors and smartphone-based tests. Glucose levels were measured every 5 minutes and cognitive assessments were conducted 3 times daily for 15 days. This data collection allowed researchers to analyze the cognitive effect of natural glucose fluctuations. Utilizing machine learning, they investigated individual differences in the impact of glucose on cognition.
Are you also aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code provided or access the link in the description box below.
Rheumatic disease linked to childbearing problems, find study. A new study published in the journal Rheumatology, published by Oxford University Press, found that rheumatic diseases can lead to reproductive problems, though some conditions have more detrimental effect than others. Immune-mediated diseases encompass a diverse range of conditions, all characterized by abnormal immune system activity. While some, like type 1 diabetes, typically manifest before reproductive age, others emerge later in life. Scientists have investigated systemic lupus erythematosus for its effect on reproductive health, as the condition increases the risk for some adverse pregnancy outcomes, including pre-eclampsia, preterm delivery, C-section, and low birth weight. However, the impact of other autoimmune diseases, such as psoriasis, on fertility and pregnancy is unclear. In the study, researchers used data from Finnish nationwide health registers to study the impact of immune-mediated diseases on reproductive health measures such as reproductive successes and for women ever having experienced adverse maternal and prenatal outcomes. Out of all people born in Finland between 1964 and 1984, 7.9% of the women and 7.8% of the men had an autoimmune disease diagnosed before or during reproductive years. Time-restricted eating may be tied to higher cardiovascular death risk. Study. According to a study presented at the American Heart Association's Epidemiology and Prevention, Lifestyle and Cardiometabolic Scientific Session 2024, people who limited their eating across less than 8 hours per day, a time-restricted eating plan, were more likely to die from cardiovascular disease compared to people who ate across 12 to 16 hours per day. Time-restricted eating, a type of intermittent fasting, involves limiting the hours for eating to a specific number of hours each day, which may range from a 4 to 12 hour time window in 24 hours. Many people who follow a time-restricted eating diet follow a 16:8 eating schedule, where they eat all their food in an 8 hour window and fast for the remaining 16 hours each day. Previous research has found that time-restricted eating improves several cardiometabolic health measures such as blood pressure, blood glucose, and cholesterol levels. Restricting daily eating time to a short period, such as 8 hours per day, has gained popularity in recent years as a way to lose weight and improve heart health. However, the long-term health effect of time-restricted eating, including the risk of death from any cause or cardiovascular disease, are unknown, said senior study author Wik-Teng Zong, PhD, a professor and chair of the Department of Epidemiology and Biostatistics at the Shanghai Jiao Tong University School of Medicine in Shanghai, China. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for more updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.